This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States has reported record new daily coronavirus infections, surging past 50,000 cases a day for the first time. 50,700 new U.S. cases were reported, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University, as many states struggled to contain the spread of the pandemic, blamed in part on Americans not wearing masks or following social distancing rules. And in India, numbers of coronavirus cases passed 600,000 on Thursday, with the nation's infection curve rising and its testing capacity being increased. More than 19,000 new cases were reported in the past 24 hours. Nearly 18,000 people have died so far due to the virus, according to India's health ministry. Ghislaine Maxwell, the former girlfriend and longtime associate of the late accused sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, was arrested by the FBI Thursday. Maxwell faces 6 charges. She's due to appear in court later today. Epstein hanged himself in a New York jail cell last year while awaiting trial on charges of trafficking minors for sex. U.S. prosecutors are investigating whether he had any accomplices. Venezuela's opposition is claiming victory after a London judge ruled that the British government had recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's president. The ruling came in a dispute over $1 billion in gold reserves that Venezuela's central bank wants released from the Bank of England to help fund the country's response to the coronavirus crisis. Sweden's foreign minister says Iran has agreed to compensate the families of the foreign victims of a Ukrainian passenger plane shot down outside Tehran in January. She says the agreement follows negotiations with Iran and the countries with citizens among the